Good morning, friends. Today is Cat in the Hat Sunday. Now, Cat in the Hat is like one of the original books that we think of when we think of Dr. Seuss. But when Pastor Stacy told me that we were doing Cat in the Hat today, I had to read it again because I didn't really remember how the story went. I remembered there was a cat, and I remembered there were some things that come onto the scene. But I figured that this week we'll read a little bit to help remind us all of the story of the Cat in the Hat. Now it starts like this. The sun did not shine, it was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. All we could do was sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked, then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked, and we saw him, the Cat in the Hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet, and the sun is not sunny, but we can have fun, lots of good fun. That is funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat. A lot of good tricks, I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind it at all if I do. Then Sally and I did not know what to say, for our mother was out of the house for the day. And the cat proceeds to show them some tricks and games and stuff and make kind of a mess in the house. But we're gonna jump forward a little bit because he ran out of the house. And then, fast as a fox, the Cat in the Hat came back in with a box. A big red wooden box. It was shut with a hook. Now look at this trick, said the cat. Take a look. Then he got up on top with the tip of his hat. I call this game fun in a box, said the cat. In this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things, said the cat with a bow. I will pick up the hook, you will see something new. Two things, and I call them thing one and thing two. These things will not bite you, they want to have fun. Then out of the box came thing two and thing one. And they ran to us fast. They said, how do you do? Would you like to shake hands with thing one and thing two? And Sally and I did not know what to do. So we had to shake hands with thing one and thing two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, no, no. Those things should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is out. Is not. Put them out, said the fish in the pot. Have no fear, little fish, said the Cat in the Hat. These things are good things. Then he gave them a pat. They are tame, oh so tame. They have come here to play. They will give you some fun on this wet, wet, wet day. Now here is a game that they like, said the cat. They like to fly kites, said the Cat in the Hat. No, not in the house, said the fish in the pot. They should not fly kites in a house, they should not. Oh, the things they will bump, oh, the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it, not one little bit. Then Sally and I saw them run down the hall. We saw those two things bump their kites on the wall. Bump, thump, thump, bump, down the wall in the hall. Thing two and thing one, they ran up, they ran down. On the string of the kite, we saw mother's new gown. Her gown with the dots that are pink, red, and white and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of her bed. Then those things ran about with big bumps, jumps, and kicks, and with hops and big thumps and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said, I do not like the way that they play. If mother could see this, oh, what would she say? Then our fish said, look, look, and our fish shook with fear. Your mother is on her way home, do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So do something fast, said the fish. Do you hear? I saw her, your mother. Your mother is near. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. You will have to get rid of thing one and thing two. So as fast as I could, I went after my net. And I said, with my net, I will get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can get those things yet. Then I let down my net, and it came with a plop. And I had them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, now you do as I say. You pack up those things, and you take them away. Oh, dear, said the cat, you did not like our game. Oh, dear, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Then he shut up the things in the box with a hook, and the cat went away with a sad kind of look. That is good, said the fish. He has gone away, yes. But your mother will come. She will find this big mess. And this mess is so big and so deep and so tall. We cannot pick it up. There is no way at all. And then, who was back in the house? Why, the cat. Have no fear of this mess, said the cat in the hat. I always pick up my playthings, and so I will show you another good trick that I know. Then we saw him pick up all the things that were down. He picked up the cake and the rake and the gown, and the milk and the strings and the books and the dish and the fan and the cup and the ship and the fish. And he put them away. Then he said, that is that. And then he was gone with a tip of the hat. Then our mother came in, and she said to us too, did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do? And Sally and I did not know what we should say. Should we tell her the things that went on there that day? Should we tell her about it? Now what should we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? Great book, Cat in the Hat. So in our story, the cat comes and he makes a big mess. And thing one and thing two come in and they make an even bigger mess. But at the end, the cat comes back and he took all that mess upon himself. The mom asked them, what did you do? And the kids know that there's nothing they did. They played and had fun and received free grace. Now, like the cat, we know that our God has gifts for us too, that God's grace does things for us without any part of our own. I found this little poem related to our Cat in the Hat book, and it says, when we find God's free favor in the midst of our sin, we must open the red box, for God's grace is within. Now with grace on the scene, pouring free from God's vat, Christ comes near to our need, like the cat in the hat. God's grace is free. We just have to open that box and accept it, because there's times in our life when we have little messes that we have to clean up, not like our room or our bathroom, but messes in our heart that we need help with. And God is just right there to help us through everything. God's grace is with us all the time. So, our family faith line challenge this week was to get in the kitchen as a family, to help mom or dad do some cooking, to decorate some placemats with scripture on them. And we had four families complete it. We had some burgers made and some blueberry chia seed pudding, some kimchi beef stew and chicken lumpia. One family made pancakes, but it was families getting in the kitchen together to spend time with scripture and to spend time working as a family. So let's see, our winner this week is the Donahue family. Congratulations, Jordan, Jennifer, Jeff, and Jacob. And I wish I could taste some of your blueberry chia seed pudding. But will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for our families, for the ability to spend time with them, to spend time in scriptures with them, and being creative. We thank you for that gift. God, most of all, we thank you for your gift of grace, for your forgiveness, and your willingness to be with us and help us clean up whatever messes we get ourselves into. God, we thank you and we praise you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.